Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, that was our theme for story time, and also an invitation for a flock of birds to fly into the station and commune with us. Today's story is entitled, Ray Makes a Bid for the Ironing Hall of Fame. And it goes like this. Ironing is an important part of my personal history. I even have a little button that says, I'd rather be ironing. It's blue with black letters, and I wear it every year on June 6th, which is the date in 1882 when John Seeley invented the first electric iron. I started ironing as a slave laborer at about the age of 11 or 12. My mother hated ironing, and she offered me the job as the family ironer for $1 a week, which to me, at the time, was big money. I was saving up to buy a genuine Bowie knife, and so I jumped at the chance to earn some extra cash. A word about the Bowie knife. I wanted a Bowie knife because at that age I was still under the influence of TV shows like The Adventures of Jim Bowie, which was the story of a man who had a big dagger and who traveled throughout the West dispensing justice. Now, instead of a Bowie knife, my parents got me a smaller silver hunting knife and said I could have it as long as I promised not to stab my brother. So I was able to use my ironing money for other things. Ironing provided me with several things that were very important to me. It gave me money, of course, but almost as important was the fact that it provided me with privacy, and it provided me with exposure to rock and roll, and it provided free dance lessons. I ironed in the basement of the old recreation room. The recreation room was just a big room in the basement. It was an empty room, but it had a lot of old furniture in it. And in the recreation room, it was just me and a pile of laundry and an ironing board and a 1960s-era steam iron. And at that time, that was sort of heaven for me. No one bothered me there. No one corrected my ironing technique. No one told me to speed up. In fact, my mother hated ironing so much that I was never critiqued apart from telling me not to burn the house down. So I was alone with this dumb, repetitive task and with my overactive pre-adolescent thoughts. Now, ironing may be repetitive, but it is not easy. I had watched my sweet English grandma do it with an early electric iron and a sprinkle bottle that she used to dampen the clothes for easier pressing, and it looked like she was doing a lot of hard work. I was lucky enough to have a steam iron, and that made things much more convenient. At the same time, whatever modern conveniences you have, clothes do not iron themselves. Ironing takes technique. You have to choose the right temperature for each fabric. You have to turn some fabrics inside out. Some things are so delicate you have to iron them through a cloth. And you have to get the creases razor sharp and uniform in each leg of a pair of pants. And sometimes even a state-of-the-art steam iron sputters and makes a hell of a mess. And if you have ever tried to iron and fold a fitted sheet, you know that that is almost an unfathomable challenge. But in the end, ironing is not rocket science. It's just something you do if you don't want to walk around looking like a wrinkled slob. But what made ironing really special for me was the old console TV that was stored in the recreation room. I ironed after school, and it just so happens that my ironing career coincided with the golden age of teenage dance shows. The most famous of these, and my favorite, was American Bandstand. American Bandstand was broadcast from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it featured the then truly youthful Dick Clark. American Bandstand featured real teenagers doing real dances to recorded top 40 hits, and periodically it featured big stars lip-syncing their hit of the day. I cannot fully describe to you the rich influence that American Bandstand had in my life. All at once, it introduced me to rock and roll and rhythm and blues, and a lot more rhythm and blues than I heard on Seattle radio stations. And it introduced me to the latest dance crazes, and it made me feel like I was part of a nationwide teen culture, and it got me hooked on TV. I memorized the tunes, and I practiced the dance moves, and I got crushes on the cute Italian girls on TV like Bunny and Arlene. Plus, it made ironing fun. I could iron a collar to the Harlem Shuffle and feel no pain, and you could iron a cuff to CC Rider, and once in a while I would come out from behind the ironing board and do the stroll, imagining myself to be on TV with the rest of the kids. Later on, I discovered Lloyd Thaxton's live TV dance show from Los Angeles. Lloyd Thaxton was quite goofy. Here's an image for you. There was a moment with Thaxton when he's sitting at a grand piano playing the Roger Williams song, The Summer Wind. As off-screen, a huge fan blows newspapers and toilet paper and other assorted debris at him, and it's all landing on his face, and it's on his clothes, and he just keeps on singing. And then I also remember when he cut a singer's lips out of an album cover, and he would mouth the lyrics of songs by putting his lips through the hole. That was my kind of humor. Lloyd Thaxton very much appealed to and contributed to my increasingly twisted outlook on life. And of course, it made ironing an even bigger treat. Well, I don't remember when I stopped doing the family ironing, but obviously it was at some point before I went to college. I also recall a period in my life when I decided to wear only wrinkled clothes. I went through that phase. It was likely a latent manifestation of post-ironing stress disorder, as I see it. I suppose it also is no surprise that these days I am still the family ironer, though in this era, there seem to be fewer and fewer clothes that require pressing and flattening and burnishing. But I have never, never forgotten the lessons that I learned those many years ago. Don't iron your pants when you're wearing them. Don't burn down the house, buy lots of permanent press shirts, and don't stab your brother. Life is full of lessons, as I'm sure you know. I'm wondering, do you remember watching American Bandstand, or are you happily too young for that? I'm Ray Sarabrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.